And now it's time for another Mudflap at the Movies. Or, as I might be changing it to, would you recommend it to a friend? Today's movie is Cold in July. It's based on a novel by Joe R. Lansdale, stars Michael C. Hall, Don Johnson, and Sam Shepard. Now, at first glance, I saw Michael C. Hall, and I thought, oh, I wonder what he's been up to since Weird Science. No, it's not that. That's Michael Anthony Hall. This is Michael C. Hall, the guy from Dexter. Okay. Now, director Jim Meckle, working from a screenplay that he co-wrote with Nick DiMicci, I hope I'm saying that right, Nick DiMicci, gives this film the feel of an old B-style movie, you know, of the 70s and 80s, those ones that were actually good, like Easy Rider and Hollywood Hot Tubs. Okay, I'm kidding about the last one. But you know the films I'm talking about. Anything directed by Dennis Hopper. Michael C. Hall plays Richard Daines, a mild-mannered guy who has a small-town framing shop and an apparent reputation for being a bit nerdy. You know, the kind of guy that hid in the back during those dodgeball games in high school. Well, when he blows away a burglar, everyone around him reacts with, like, complete congratulations, but he feels horrible about it. That's how the director, Meckle, wants it. He makes us feel like this could happen to any of us. In a nervous break-in confrontation, Richard shoots and kills the burglar, an unarmed burglar at that. But it's a clear case of self-defense in Huntsville, Texas, so not only is he off the hook legally, the town makes him out to be a hero. The burglar turns out not to be the son of a recent ex-con, Sam Shepard, who enlists his old army buddy and private eye, Jim Bob. This is Don Johnson. He gets the private eye to help him find the real son. The real son is involved with the feds, the Dixie Mafia, and a videotape porn business. Yes, I said videotape. It is set in 1989. But here's where the movie turns. Twists I can't tell you because that ruins the movie. And there's already been a couple of twists before this big one. Hall, like I said, best known for playing serial killer Dexter, is great. Sam Shepard is brilliant as always and makes us feel his pain with his quiet, subtle acting style. But it's Don Johnson who chews up the scenery and steals this movie. He shines brighter than the snaps on his gaudy cowboy shirts that he wears. I know this is supposed to be Michael C. Hall's movie, and it's supposed to make him a movie star. But it's really Don Johnson's chance to remind us no matter how old he gets, he's still a star. The movie, set in 1989, has the look and feel right. Don Johnson's got a bag cell phone, the decor of all the houses is right, and you gotta love Michael C. Hall's Billy Ray Cyrus mullet. In what started out as a movie I thought was going to be a liberal lesson in the dangers of keeping handguns in the house, this movie turns out to be a tense thriller with a sense of humor. And it also teaches you never touch a Texan's hat. So would I recommend it to a friend? Yes, but only to ones I know like a gritty, semi-violent movie. And not to friends that like stuff like 10 Ways to Lose a Guy. It's Cold in July. Check it out. It's playing now at a theater near you. Runs about an hour and a half, and I gotta say, it's an hour and a half you won't regret. So till next time, it's Mudflap at the Movies. Or would you recommend it to a friend?